Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Josh, and we're going to learn all about using Go on Azure. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks, Donovan.
So what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm a program manager with our developer experience team. We work on SDKs and other libraries for working with Azure. In particular, I work on Go.
All right, perfect. So you're going to show us one of the SDKs and some of the samples that we can use with Go.
Mm-hmm.
So where do they go to find all these samples? Are they in GitHub, I assume?
Yeah. We have a repo that contains an example for every service that people have asked us for, lots of services.
Okay.
Azure SDK for Go samples. Not only that, this repo is actually testable. You can run these samples without any other changes right on your machine.
Oh, perfect.
So that's actually what I would like to show you.
All right, sure. Let's get started.
Okay, so this is the repo, Azure Samples, Azure SDK for Go Samples. Back in my console here, I've already got this cloned. And I want to show you how you can use the Go SDK to communicate with storage, to push a blob into storage and pull it back and read it.
Okay.
We'll start with that. So if you open up the SDK, I'll just open up Vim here. I scroll down. Each of these folders self-contained. So here's my storage folder. Storage test is what actually runs if I run go test now and pushes things out. Let's just take a quick look at that.
So you're just making it really easy for me to use the Go language with this SDK to manipulate resources in Azure.
Exactly.
Right. And then each one of those folders was basically a sample of how to use that particular resource in Azure with the Go SDK.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you wanted to know how to start a VM, go to the compute folder.
Gotcha.
It'll spin you one up.
All right, and then this one right here is actually just going to show us how to actually create the blob storage as well, or just put things in and out of it.
Yeah, so if you look right here, it says we've got four main methods. It's kind of typical of Go. You got the error handling right afterwards.
Okay.
But resources create group, that's going to create us a resource group. Create storage account, that's going to create a storage account. Create a container, create a block blob. We're not going to actually pull back the blob now, but we can go to the portal maybe and see it there.
Okay.
The actual code to do those things, and this is what a Go developer would have to write, this account.
Okay.
One. And, shoot, sorry.
No okay. problem. Trust me, the fact that you're in Vim at all makes you a very brave soul.
So here is the code to create a storage account in Azure. And it's actually pretty typical of the code to create any resource, really.
Okay.
They're all going to have this kind of pattern where the first thing you do is create a client, like you see kind of up at the top here. A new accounts client, a storage that new accounts client. Eventually, you'll come down here, you'll see I pick that up, storage accounts client, get that over here. First thing I do is check name availability. That's nice, you could do that before you try to deploy the account.
Okay, great.
And then finally, this is the big guy down here, storage accounts client.create. And they all look like this. They take a context, which is a common pattern in Go, allows you to cancel and stuff. They take a resource group name, in this case, the account name for the storage, and then a bunch of parameters.
Okay.
So if we would look in the container.go file and the blockblob.go file, we'd see something relatively similar.
Okay. And to test this, we can run it directly off of our local machine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go down into my Go path here. Source github.com. This is at Azure Samples.
Okay.
And I can just run go test. We'll do a dash V. And I can just point it at the right file folder. And it runs through. It will say what it's doing here. It also will automatically delete it unless you specify AZ samples keep resources as an environment variable. So it's going to delete it pretty fast. But
quick, snail.
If we're fast enough, we can view it in here. Here's upload block blob. Still creating that one.
All right,
there we go. Create a container, create a blob, deleting resources.
So you weren't
fast
enough.
Quite fast enough.
Gotcha. So, but we could actually tell it, hey, create that and leave it there. But that's just how the samples actually run themselves. You would control that with your own code that you'd write. But you were just making it extremely, extremely easy for us to now utilize the resources in Azure with Go.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And you could run this gotest.sql, gotest.compute, and they'll all.
All right, and compute would give me a VM. SQL is going to bring up. Is it going to be Azure SQL, Postgres, MySQL? What is the database?
SQL is a sample of using Microsoft SQL. So there actually is a driver for Microsoft, a community supported driver,
Okay.
Which we use to make queries into data plane queries.
Awesome, great. So this is great for like a storage, but what if I wanted to do like a full-blown web app? Like, I mean, what would a Go person, how would they benefit from some of the stuff that the SDK offers?
Truly, Azure offers a lot for Go developers.
Okay.
We're still kind of early days. There's a lot more work that we can do, but you can already do a lot now. So let me show you, for example, you could run a web app in app service on containers.
Sure.
You can use Postgres databases. You could use our Redis cache. You can use storage like I just showed.
Okay.
So let me show you a sample app that I have. And I'll just start with this architecture here.
Okay.
So I wanted to demonstrate all the ways that Azure helps Go developers here. So what we got a web, an API server right in the middle here, which will serve a static site out to the browser and handle APIs and things. It's going to use Azure AD to get my identity and to figure out who I am. The point of this app actually is to allow people to register for vanpools and Puget Sound. So I needed a way to track who's going to be riding. So it authenticates you, so when you say, I'm going to ride on that day, it knows who you are and puts you into the database. That's backed by PostgreSQL. Some of these things are a little bit future. We're actually, Event Hubs is work that we're doing right now. And the Redis is not yet integrated into my session state management, but it could be used instead of cookies, which is what I'm using now.
Right, and you know, obviously, I'm assuming I see via Visual Studio Code down here, so I'm assuming that there's extensions that we can add in that give us a better Go experience with Azure?
So, yeah, I skipped over the developer workflow part. Good point. Ultimately, the app, as I mentioned, it runs in a container, and I actually use Azure Container Registry. So whenever I make a change to the app, I rebuild my container, push it into the registry, and hopefully App Service picks it up nicely.
Gotcha.
You can use Visual Studio Code to either create that that container to help you with the Docker files.
Sure.
There's also a great VS Code Go extension, which can
Perfect.
Help you just general code.
Okay, and I'm also seeing that there's Azure Application Insights there. So there's an API or SDK already that allows me to use App Insights inside of Go applications as well.
Yeah, yes,
all right, great.
There is.
Great, cool. So this is a cool experience here. Are you gonna show us this app or are you just showing us the diagram of how
yeah,
this works?
Yeah, I'd love to quickly show you what the app looks like and the deploy. So I've opened up it's actually open source on GitHub, of course, under Josh Gav Vanpool Manager.
Okay.
Most of the code is pretty straightforward web API code for Go. I did want to point out a couple interesting handlers. So it's mainly handlers for API. So if somebody comes in at /web, we serve up the website, and /login, we log them in.
Okay.
It does include stuff that works with AAD, which is, these handlers here, so they'll. Here we see we're creating an auth code, and we ultimately redirect the user to AAD to get authenticated. In the next handler, it's the authorization code handler, and we call oF2config.exchange to actually get the proper access token from AAD.
Okay.
You can do some of the stuff automatically with the SDK, and sometimes there's a little bit of workarounds.
Understood.
Necessary here.
Understood. And I'm assuming we're working to polish all that off and make sure it's perfect. Like, that's your job, right?
Is yes.
To make this easy and perfect for all of us. Great.
Exactly. It's always a work in progress.
Yeah. So this is the inner dev loop here that we're talking about right now.
Yeah. So the last relevant part here, I think, is the deployment script. So basically, I can run this deployment script and have it build my container image, push out to Docker, and have it make changes instantly.
Okay.
But I wanted to point out some of the CLI commands here. So I've got az group create. I've got like stuff around it to check for errors.
Sure.
I've got az acr create to create my Azure Container Registry. I do my Docker build, and then once I know that the build went okay, I go ahead and log in to acr, which handles whatever methods
sure.
it needs. I push it up there. I check if I have a Postgres server, and if not, I can do az Postgres server create. And then finally, I check if I have a web app, and I create that.
Okay.
So basically, anytime I want, I can just come into this, make changes, and then just hit, it's actually at .tools/deploy, and it'll run my script, push everything out, and I'm good to go.
Awesome. So we're making life really, really easy, but where would a developer go that wants to learn more about this? I know we have the samples website, but can they go to docs.microsoft.com or somewhere else to learn about how we implement Go?
Yeah, perfect. Best place to start at this point is docs.microsoft.com/go/Azure.
/go/Azure. Awesome, because we want to make sure that whatever you need is actually going to be in here. So this is fantastic.
People can definitely visit the GitHub repo also.
Great.
Azure SDK for Go.
And are you accepting pull requests there as well?
Definitely. And issues, fantastic. Whatever people need. And awesome. Then the samples one. If people need samples, like,
just let you know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming. We are learning all about using Go with Azure here on Azure Friday. Thank you.